The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With the approach of Halloween, the bangs are getting louder and more frequent as the annual fireworks orgy begins. And so, the Department of Justice has launched its annual fireworks campaign in the hope that some injuries, potentially maiming or even fatal, may be avoided this year. Joining me now, Assistant Chief Fire Officer of the Dublin Fire Brigade, Greg O'Dwyer, and Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA. So, good morning to you both. Now, let's start with you, Greg. Is there good news or bad news on fireworks? Is it getting worse as more and more fireworks are smuggled and sold?
Good morning, Pat. Well, from our perspective, thankfully, it's getting better. Thankfully to all the really hard work of the local authorities and the local community groups, we have all of these organised events, these safe and controlled events where people can enjoy fireworks and other activities away from the dangers of illegal fireworks and bonfires. So, yeah, unfortunately, over the years, our fire paramedics have had to deal with some horrific injuries caused by fireworks, with them, whether it's going off in some young person's pocket, severely burning their leg, or exploding in their hands, causing disfigurement to fingers, or worse still, we have them, you know, thrown into bonfires and coming out as projectiles and striking people in the face and so on.
Yeah.
So we have, but thankfully that's on the decrease now.
Now, the purchase of these fireworks, you talk about illegal fireworks and then you talk about legal firework displays. Are they run by the councils? Do the councils actually have their own firework displays?
Yes, the councils and other organisations as well apply for a licence to import fireworks and have licensed events. And those events are really strictly controlled with a lot of safety measures in place. And as I say, people can enjoy it in a safe and controlled manner at a safe distance as well.
Now, do they tend to be the big spectacular fireworks rather than the ones that people set off in their own back gardens?
Yes. Yeah, of course, yeah. The ones that people, you know, buy illegally or buy from across the border or wherever, you really don't know, you know, where they've come from. You don't know how safe they are, you know, the length of the fuse and so on. And they have gone off in, literally just gone off in people's pockets without even lighting them, just by movement and so on.
Now, I'm sure you talk to your colleagues in Northern Ireland where fireworks are legal. What is the situation there? I mean, is the use of fireworks more responsible because they're legal, or do they have the same kind of problems that you have?
No, it's the same everywhere, Pat. The same problems in certain antisocial areas and so on. And around illegal bonfires, you will get that kind of activity.
Now, the question of illegal bonfires, you know, you can see people assembling the materials even now, even though we're a fortnight out from Halloween, for their big bonfire. What is the official policy of the fire brigade on the removal of that stuff?
The councils, again, are doing great work in that. All the local authorities are working now from August on. They're working on a campaign to remove any kind of stored stock of debris that they would see themselves or we might see, or our personnel might see out on the road. And they have a list of numbers on their websites for people to call for the various different areas that they'll go and take away stockpiles of debris. And they're also doing, some of the local authorities are doing some great initiatives just going around, you know, because some people might use Halloween as an opportunity to get rid of, you know, unwanted material, you know, timber pallets or whatever around the back of the house. So they're going around and collecting those, having organised collections around areas to take away all that debris. And again, we've seen that really not only reduce the size of bonfires over the year, but reduce the amount of bonfires as well. Again, because there are these organised events for kids and people to go to, you know, we see a lot less bonfires. And we'd encourage all parents to just try and, you know, get them to bring their kids to these organised events and stop them going to these illegal ones.
Now, there are particular hazards. I mean, people throw all sorts of things on big bonfires. I'm thinking of something acutely dangerous, which would be a gas cylinder.
Yeah, even a small deodorant, you know, aerosol can be extremely dangerous. And they literally come out of the bonfire like a projectile. And can go in any direction, and we've seen some serious injuries from those. But we've seen, you know, worse things like, you know, gas cylinders, you know, full big gas cylinders or the camping gas cylinders onto bonfire, and they can cause really severe damage when they explode.
Yeah. And the other thing that you see, particularly in Northern Ireland, you see tyres, old tyres being piled onto bonfires, and as well as whatever incendiary effects they have, they also have highly pollutant and probably health-challenging effects.
Yeah, the real danger with tyres and other plastic materials is the carcinogenics and the toxins that they give off. Really high pollutant smoke, and in any areas where you have people, you know, where it's close to residential areas, you might have some people with respiratory problems or anything like that. It's really, really dangerous for them. And then also the thick black smoke that comes off them, it's very, very polluting. But the damage that they do to the area that they've been in, whether it's on a grass park, or worst case scenario, we see them sometimes on football pitches and so on, and that destroys the pitch for a period of 1 year to 18 months before that would grow back properly.
Yeah, and I've seen them setting goalposts on fire and stuff like that. It's pure vandalism. I don't know what kick they get out of it, but they tend to do things like that. One of the other hazards, and I'm not sure whether you've had to come to the aid of people who've been caught in a situation where they're wearing a costume. Now, it could be something simple like a black plastic refuse sack to provide a black costume, a witch's costume or whatever. But that stuff is highly flammable.
It is, yeah. Many of the cheap costumes available in the stores and the cheap stores and so on would be very, very flammable. And again, we'd ask people to be mindful of that. If they are dressing, we're not the fun police here. We like kids to have a good, fun Halloween and enjoy themselves, trick-or-treating and so on. But just to stay well away from bonfires, particularly if you're wearing any of these costumes. And even, your small fires at home as well. These costumes are very, very flammable.
Yeah, but you're back to an electric fire or an open fire and wearing one of these paper-thin costumes, and they can go up, and there have been serious injuries. Over the years, Greg, I mean, you say things are improving, that the number of injuries is happily decreasing, but what kind of life-changing injuries have you seen?
Everything, as you said earlier, unfortunately, we've seen fatalities over the years from fireworks and from projectiles, from bonfires, and from other kind of, unfortunately, antisocial behaviour around bonfires, aggressive assaults and so on. But the most common firework injury that we've seen, and it is that these are life-changing injuries, as you say, is damage to hands, loss of fingers and so on from them going off in children's hands. And very common as well is them going off in their pocket, severely burning their leg.
Yeah, so these are not toys. Any kid, and I don't think that the Gardaí will ever stop the purchase of fireworks in Northern Ireland and perhaps their resale here. It would be very difficult to clamp down on all of that. But, if a family is going to have a firework display in the back garden, parental supervision, absolutely vital.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we've seen a lot of house fires from fireworks. People trying to be responsible, responsible parents having a small firework display in the back garden, and then all of a sudden one of these fireworks just goes straight through into an open kitchen door or whatever. It really becomes uncontrollable when it's flying around the house. We've seen them going in under cars, setting cars on fires. These things do happen. The only controlled firework event are those licensed fireworks events run by experts and with all of the mitigation factors in place.
And finally, Greg, from the point of view of the safety of your own personnel, every year you hear reports of fire brigades actually being attacked by yobs. Are your members kind of just dreading another Halloween and all it brings?
Yeah, it's not a great night for us. And this particular year, it's over the bank holiday. It's on Bank Holiday Monday, so we're kind of expecting a weekend of it. There are certain areas where we work very closely and we get very good support from An Garda Síochána. And they will support us going into certain areas. We tend to use our discretion, and if a bonfire is in an area which is, you know, safe in the sense that it's not near property, it's not under overhead cables or anything like that, and it's not being too much of a nuisance, but there's a risk of us going in there and causing, you know, some...
An escalation of hostilities, shall we say.
You know, we are seeing as kind of, you know, the authority going in, dampening the fun, if you like. So we would probably stay away from some of them. What we do is we have additional personnel on that evening, and our district officers would be going around assessing all the bonfires. They would drive around in advance, because we get obviously hundreds and hundreds of calls coming in. So we would have people going around assessing the ones which are of priority, the most dangerous ones, that we would tackle first.
Yeah, you're not going
and
to be...
we would liaise with the guards.
You're not going to be 100% killjoys. that's not going to happen. Not every fire is going to be removed. A final note here from one of our texters. If you're going to talk about fireworks, please mention the dreadful effect they can have on adults and children with autism and other special needs. My autistic daughter is absolutely petrified by them and cannot go out after dark for fear of sudden bangs, which make her scream and shake with terror. Look, Greg, thank you very much for joining us. Greg O'Dwyer, who's Assistant Chief Fire Officer with the Dublin Fire Brigade. Now, listening to all of that, Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA. Gillian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, anyone with a dog, you know, that's a bit sensitive, will have seen them react to the bangs that are beginning to become more frequent in the night. You know, what's best to do?
Well, the first thing, and we would ask all pet owners, so whether you're a dog owner or a cat owner, is check whether your pet's microchip is still working, is still registered to you, and can be easily found in the pet, because the microchip is one of the first port of calls. The things that happen most commonly at Halloween time is actually lost pets. And, you know, it's the usual one of, oh, the cat just ran out the door, the dog ran out the door, it escaped out the back garden, it heard the bangs, and, oh, we forgot to put the collar on. So the microchip is really important. It helps us reunite these lost animals with their owners. So that is really a priority at this time of the year.
And if you have to keep your dog in, well, you can kind of mask the sound, turn up the telly or whatever. And if necessary, I suppose if you were talking to Pete the vet, he would recommend, you know, that you can take pheromones or something to calm the dog. In an extreme situation where the dog is really edgy and they kind of therefore snooze their way through the evening. Not ideal,
absolutely,
but it might be the best course of action. What
in
about
some cases? Food is really good as well. Food is great for dogs. You know, dogs. Dogs love food. Once they're eating something or chewing or licking something, it actually relaxes them as well. And some dogs' medication doesn't always work for them. It can be a bit extreme, and especially if it's going on for months, you don't want to have your dog drugged for the whole month of October. You know.
Now, people put cats out often in the evening, and I'm sure they can be freaked out by these sudden bangs as well, but there's also gratuitous cruelty that happens to animals, particularly cats.
Yeah, no, we're actually very fortunate. We know Dublin Fire Brigade very well. We have actually, for the last long time, we've been working with Dublin Fire Brigade and the guards and the councils and Dublin Bus, and we do a lot of school talks at this time of the year. So, yeah, absolutely. But the numbers of actual deliberate cases of cruelty have definitely dropped over the number of years, and it's more accidents that happen. And sometimes you'll obviously get cases where somebody will find a corpse of an animal in a bonfire, and it's not always clear, was it roadkill and then thrown on there, or was it done deliberately? But there isn't actually much deliberate cruelty that happens at Halloween time, thank goodness.
Now, the hazards to wildlife, often habitats will be disturbed.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the big things is people setting their bonfires, you know, a week or two in advance before they light it. And obviously you've got this lovely pile of dry wood that a lot of animals that like to hibernate will use. You've also got the birds around the place, so they can be affected badly by the fireworks and the bangs. And you are disturbing habitats when you are taking wood, especially if you're taking old logs and you're taking things like that. And of course, one of the other big things that people don't think about is a lot of people will go looking for wood and they'll find these pallets or pieces of wood in hedges. They take them out and they don't realise that that has actually been put there by somebody to keep an animal in or out of that field. Mm. And then we can end up with horses and livestock wandering on the streets. So there's an awful lot going on, really, that we just need to stop and think basically yeah. about animals, wildlife and pets. Yeah.
Now, the main thing, I suppose, for dog and cat owners is that you stay calm. They may pick up the signal from you that everything's okay, even though there are these odd bangs in the night.
Absolutely, because a pet, especially a dog, will look to you to see how you react. And if you're a bit of a nervous Nelly about the fireworks going off, your stress of hearing a bang or hearing the whiz before it goes bang will actually pass on to the animal. So staying calm and relaxed and going, oh, was that a big bang? It's fine, we're grand. You know, that will actually help a lot as well. Now, there are obviously animals it's not going to help, but, you know, pulling the curtains, shutting the windows, turning on the telly, giving the animals nice bit of food to eat and being relaxed yourself okay. will go a long way towards happiness.
And the final word of warning, lots of kids going around trick or treating, lots of goodies in the bag, and a pet can be poisoned. I mean, poisoned
absolutely.
With what
yeah.
they imagine to be kindness with treats, but just too much yeah. sugar, too much chocolate. Should be no chocolate at all for a dog.
No, absolutely. And of course, the other big thing is all your dog walkers who are out and about, if they're not out on Halloween night, they might be out early the next morning. And a lot of sweets get dropped on the ground when the kids are excited and they're rooting through their bags. So just make sure, ideally keep your dogs in the lead. Make sure you know if they pick up something. It's not just the sweets, but also it's things like lollipop sticks and wrappers yeah. that can cause problems to dogs. So just generally being careful of them.
Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.